Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
NRC Meditation for November 7th, 2024. Thursday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time. Keeping the Right Company. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and, upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Introductory prayer. Lord God, I believe that you are present here for this moment of prayer. Even if I have not really longed for this time together, I know that you have been waiting for me. As an expression of my gratitude and love, I truly wish to give myself totally to you during this meditation. Petition. Lord, grant me greater zeal for the salvation of souls. First reflection. You can judge a man by the company he keeps. Our Lord took a considerable amount of flack from the Pharisees for taking time to get to know the less respectable crowd. In those days, sinners were marginalized and treated with contempt. Today, attitudes have changed. Folks who were considered sinners back then would now be mainstream. Some of them would probably even be celebrities. But one thing is still the same. People still judge others by the company they keep. For better or worse, people are judged by their associations. That brings up a good question. I am a Catholic. I receive the Eucharist frequently. Jesus is spending a lot of time with me. Would people be able to tell that I have been spending time with the Lord? What would they think of Christ and his influence on me? Are the Lord's standards reflected in my life? Second reflection, the 99 safe sheep. Jesus' description of going out to get the sinner is truly consoling. Perhaps this brings up a beautiful memory of how he came to my rescue when I was one of the woolly ones wandering far from the flock. But that's now a changed scenario. I am in the flock. How do I stay here and keep from wandering off? The Good Shepherd gives us so many tools, but I need to use them. If I slacken in my prayer life and participate with routine and lack of fervor in the sacraments, I may find myself wondering what other pastors may be like. Let's focus on being faithful within the beautiful flock of the church. Third reflection, fireworks in heaven. Returning to the thought about people judging others based on the company they keep, we can easily see why those judgments occur. People who spend time together often start to become like each other, since they share many of the same interests. Jesus reveals in the parable what his driving, passionate interest is: the salvation of the individual soul. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. The Lord is always looking to set off fireworks in heaven with one more conversion. If I'm hanging around Jesus enough, I'm probably starting to sound like him. If not, am I really spending as much time with him as I think? Am I trying to bring back the lost sheep that I know? Conversation with Christ. Jesus, you lifted up the sinners around you. So many of them became saints. Let me soak up the grace of your divine influence so that I will truly reflect in my actions the reality of your work in my soul. Grant me a little portion of the burning desire you had to bring back the lost sheep. Resolution. I will write a letter or email to a friend or relative who has drifted away from the church, hoping that even a little hello may plant a positive seed.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.